Although Abraham Lincoln served as president over a century and a half ago, people still are very interested in his speeches, writings, and thoughts on leading the country through the Civil War. This place houses some of his most important works. We go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
From Kansas to Ohio, that's where you'll find Pivot Bio. From the Mississippi Delta and the Chesapeake, Nebraska and the hills of Tennessee, proven on thousands of fields across this great land. When you work the ground till the sun goes down, Pivot Bio's got a plan. Green plants in a healthy land use our predictable nitrogen. Wherever farmers grow, yeah, that's where we go.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Christian McWhirter is the Lincoln historian at the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum, and he says this place holds a distinction only one other site can claim.
One of the things we're really proud of here is that other than the Library of Congress, we're the only institution that has what we call the Big Three Freedom Documents. We have a copy of the Emancipation Proclamation signed by Lincoln, the 13th Amendment signed by Lincoln, and the Gettysburg Address.
Those three get a lot of attention. But there's much more that provides an insight into the fuller story of Abraham Lincoln.
We also have letters from his family. So there's a letter in the exhibit from Willie Lincoln, his precocious son, who sadly dies in the White House. So that's kind of a cool thing.
You'll find Lincoln dispensing advice to others who recognize his self-taught abilities.
You know, just other like kind of maybe more mundane things. That really famous letter of Lincoln's where he's giving advice to a young lawyer, telling him a lot of the stuff we just talked about, telling him that if you want to be a lawyer, you got to read and you got to work, work, work. That's from our collection as well.
Christian says that as a person who is around these documents all the time, one of the things that strikes him is the larger story of Lincoln's family and the legacy Lincoln left on the world.
There are no direct descendants of Abraham Lincoln left. They all have really interesting stories, too, where they, you know, each generation of Lincolns has to grapple with this enormous legacy of Abraham Lincoln. So I've been doing a lot of digging into that stuff lately. You know, Lincoln, he's the most written about American who ever lived. He's either the second or third most written about person in the English language, depending on who you ask.
But we've yet to discuss the item that just about all of us can quote at least a line from, the Gettysburg Address. And they have an original of it signed by Lincoln here, a version of the document that has quite a story. It's next time as we travel the countryside in Springfield, Illinois. I'm Andrew McCrae.